Hello,
this is Amy. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
And who is it that you're representing?
National Opinion Survey.
Okay.
All right, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Oh, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Would you definitely vote?
I will vote. I always vote.
Okay, so you would say you'd definitely vote or probably vote.
If I'm alive, I will vote.
Okay, so you definitely vote?
Definitely.
Okay, and what is your age?
70.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10.
My motivation?
Mm-hmm.
10.
10, okay, excellent. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Would you say you're a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
I'm very satisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies, big businesses, and corporate price judging and greed? Sorry?
Big business.
Big business.
Yeah, they're just greedy.
Okay, thank you. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay? Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes.
That's a 10.
Okay. Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
That's a 10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
That's a 10.
Improving K-12 education.
That's a 10.
Making college more affordable.
10.
And protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. Switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you say you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
I approve.
Would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one will be Joe Biden.
100.
Planned Parenthood.
Say that again.
Planned Parenthood?
I didn't understand you, dear. I'm sorry.
Planned Parenthood?
I better say a five because I can't understand the name.
Okay. Now, NAACP?
Say that again.
NAACP?
Oh, NAACP.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the National Advancement of Colored People. I give them a 90.
Okay. And Hakeem Jeffries?
Jeffries, I'll give him a 90.
Okay. Donald Trump?
I'll give him a 0.
Barack Obama?
I'll give him a 90.
Okay. The Republican Party?
I'll give them a 50.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'll give him a 0.
Thank you very much. All right. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
I would vote for President Biden.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican, Donald Trump, oh, my God, this is like the double question, but let me complete it. If the candidates were Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump and Joe Biden? Or Joe Biden, I'm sorry.
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Okay. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting worse.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some other have said and believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? Donald Trump getting elected president again?
Yeah.
Okay. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in the community?
Yep.
Thank you. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
Yes.
Rising crime and violence?
Yes.
Stagnant wages and rising costs?
No.
Books banned that threaten to erase our history?
Yes.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Yep.
The lack of quality education opportunities?
Yep.
Cut to the social safety net like Social Security?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Things
okay.
Were better
and if you... I'm sorry?
Things were better when I was a child.
Okay. Yes. And from the list that I just read to you, if you have to choose two of those, which ones would you say are the most important?
We have to do something about white supremacy.
Okay.
And we have to teach true history.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Would you say a lot, some, or a little?
He's doing a lot.
Okay. Thank you. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Unfavorable. Strongly favorable.
Okay, thank you. All right. Now I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Okay. Invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black college and universities.
Favorable.
Would you say, would you rate that as very important, somewhat important, not very important?
Very.
Very important. Okay. Kept the price of insulin and $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid?
Very important.
A third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever?
Very important.
Invested $50 million to stabilize the child care industry and keep child care centers open?
It's extremely important. That's very important.
Okay. Ban chokeholds and knock warrants for federal office.
Important.
I'm sorry?
Repeat the question.
Yes. Ban chokeholds and knock warrants for federal officers.
Oh, that's very important.
Okay, thank you very much. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Would you say you strongly approve or somewhat disapprove? I'm sorry.
I strongly approve.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. Okay, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay. Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats' focus on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead.
That's a 10.
Okay. And you might not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries has elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, we will become Speaker of the House. He will become Speaker of the House, making history and become the second most powerful person in our government. He would not only be able to move an agenda focused on growth. I'm sorry?
That's a 10.
Okay, thank you. All right, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November from a scale from 0 to 10.
My motivation?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an American citizen. That's my job.
Okay,
you
know? would you rate that motivation from 0 to 10?
It's a 10.
Okay, thank you very much. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you have heard? Can you explain in a sentence?
I'm sorry, dear. I didn't understand that.
Yes. What stood out to you most from the arguments you have just heard?
As to why you should vote?
Yes. What stood out to you most from the arguments that you just hurt. Can you explain in just a sentence?
This is all I can explain to you. If you're an American citizen, you need to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Okay.
You just need to vote if you are a citizen. That's your right.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, and I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season for each. Please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Social media, internet apps?
No.
Phone calls?
Yes.
Text messages?
No.
Door knocks?
No.
Someone canvassing neighborhood?
No.
Mailers?
Yes.
TV ads?
Yes.
Radio ads?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Say that again.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm a college graduate.
I'm sorry.
College graduate. I have a 4-year degree. I see that would be the last year.